The abortion issue that almost derailed the health care reform proposal in the U.S. House is about to complicate the national bill now before the U.S. Senate. Today, Nebraska Democratic Senator Ben Nelson is expected to introduce an amendment that, like the one in the House, would restrict access to abortion. The provision, which has also led to arguments in the race for U.S. Senate here in Massachusetts, came up again last night in the candidate's final statewide broadcast debate before the primary election next week. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports.
The most passionate part of the debate was also the most prone to hyperbole. It centered on the health care reform bill that passed in the House with the Stupak-Pitts Amendment that restricts access to abortion. Both Congressman Michael Capuano and Attorney General Martha Coakley went so far as to say that passing a final bill with a similar provision would be like banning abortion.
My position on health care is quite clear. I voted for it in the House. There are things, if they're in the final bill, I will not vote for it. I will not vote to send poor women back to the alleys of America.
Coakley agreed with Capuano.
I think that's a real potential with the amendment that did pass, the Stupak-Pitts. And in looking at what the effect of it was going to be as a practical matter, it said that anyone who wanted to sell insurance in the exchange in that bill could not even offer reproductive health services, even if women wanted to buy it with their own funds.
According to Planned Parenthood, the amendment means millions of women would lose private health care coverage for abortion services. But it would not make abortion illegal, as Capuano and Coakley imply by saying poor women seeking abortions would be sent to the back alleys. That term stems from a time when abortion was a dangerous and illegal procedure. But National Organization of Women President Terry O'Neill says there is no hyperbole in that term.
The operation of the Stupak-Pitts Amendment would be that it will choke off the entire private market for private insurance companies to even offer insurance for abortion care, meaning the insurance companies won't bother with it because they would be tied up in piano wire.
And O'Neill says if insurance companies won't pay for it, few providers would offer it. This issue may very well come before the candidate who wins the U.S. Senate race in Massachusetts. In Washington, a Democratic senator is expected today to unveil an anti-abortion amendment to the Senate's health care bill, which is very similar to Stupak-Pitts. During last night's debate, Celtics co-owner Steve Pagliuca says he would support universal health care even with a provision restricting abortion coverage.
We have 17 million women that are not insured, don't have prenatal care, no kind of care. There's 45,000 deaths because people don't have care, and a lot of those are women dying. So this is not about back alleys. This is about funding.
It's about getting everyone covered, says CityYear co-founder Alan Casey.
Look, I think the real issue is how do we get universal health care done? How do we make sure that we can bring the cost down?
Democrats need 60 votes in the Senate to pass health care reform, and no vote is being taken for granted. So the new senator from Massachusetts will play a crucial role in the debate. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.
The debate last night was co-sponsored by WBUR, NECN, WGBH, and the Boston Globe. Tomorrow, Radio Boston will have a call-in show with all four Democratic Senate candidates. You can submit your questions and comments at radioboston.org.